keep it on me. Can't let nigga catch me slipping. That little nigga said he know me. Man, I don't know that broke ass nigga. I'm serving this can out of caddy. Man, these niggas think I'm pimping. That nigga said he catching. Come to find out his whip be rented. I took his bitch to the mall, whatever he want, I let her get it. I'm taking a Glock to church, I don't give a fuck. They said I'm in.
Welcome to the sixth, the spring break episode. Today, your co-host, Dede. I said co-host. Host, Dede. Co-host, Dakota. We'll be talking about March Madness. That's obviously, you know, the talk of the town. Selection Sunday just happened. Feel me? This year's been a really crazy year in college basketball. We have UConn going from number one back-to-back championships to not even ranked. Like,
he should have signed with the Lakers, Dan Hurley. Should have signed with us.
You don't like J.J. Redick?
I love J.J. Redick.
Okay.
I love J.J., man.
Kansas, I think they were number one in the preseason, and they didn't make it. So it's a crazy year, feel me? And today we have the first guest of the year. My brother from the M, Kobe. We'll be calling him in like dead ass right now. He loves to watch college basketball, so we want to have him on so he can, you know, spit his takes on what he has. He is a UNC fan, mind you. This is a preview, a UNC fan. So if you hear any Duke hate or UNC bullshit, that is the reason. So feel me. Without further ado, I'll call this Caucasian man. Oh, shit. Answer the phone mad fast, go.
Hello.
What's good, bro?
What's up?
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You hear Dakota? Speak, bro.
What's good, go?
Yeah, I hear him a bit.
Yeah. So we were just saying, feel me, got your little introduction. We stated that you was a UNC fan. Shout out the basement, Elite Basement, just straight UNC and baby blue. We could start off with the news. I mean, I don't know. We feeling like.
Yo, cool. Take my ankle game.
If he's done for the tourney, then
yeah, it cooked.
Might lose the second round. Like, cooked, bro, he's trending on Twitter. Yeah, it's GG, bro. Is it really that bad, bro?
Oh my god, bro. Wheelchair.
Well,
bro?
I just saw him. He's still on the bench and he's like cheering them on, walking. So it might not be as bad as it looks, but he definitely. He should be up for the ACC tournament, at least.
Okay. And as I'm looking right now, the matchup would be against Creighton. They're on the same side as BYU, Maryland, Michigan, Iowa State, Louisville, Tennessee. I mean, me personally, I don't think there's anybody that rivals them. I thought UConn would be a tough match, but they got moved down to the west side on Florida's bracket. But, yeah.
I mean, I think Creighton's nice. I have them as a sleeper, so I think they might be able to, because they got the height, so they might be able to combat.
They do have that OD center. I remember him from last tourney.
Yeah, Brenner.
Yeah, from last tourney, he was bugging. He fried UConn the other day. So yeah, like that would be a round of 32 matchup, and I mean, We want to start with favorites.
Yeah, we can start off with the favorites.
All right, bro, you got to go.
So obviously, you know, we got the three big teams right now: Auburn, Duke, and Florida. You know, Auburn got Broom, who is supposed to be the player of the year, or Cooper Flag, obviously. Cooper. You know, Auburn was the best team in the SEC this year, which was obviously the best conference. But I see their big weakness as the one of their players, Chad Baker Mazzara. Last year they lost because of him, and he got ejected, and then they just lost to Bama because he got ejected. So if he, you know, if he's on his point and not having attitude issues, they should be like, because that team is disgusting and they old and they all returning. So you know how that is. Deep runs usually do with vets. And then what? Yeah, you go.
Yeah, bro. You don't like Houston?
I mean, Houston's nice, but they always have this slow pace of play, which always usually affects them in the tournament when they play some fast-paced team, you know?
Bro, I don't – they don't – you feel me? Like, with Houston in the past, I feel like Houston's always had a star. Like, am I wrong? Like, they've always had someone that's, like, league-bound or, like, really good. They had
like last year they had Seed.
Yeah, and then they had Sasser. If I'm not mistaken, they had Jabari Smith, right? Am I tweaking?
I believe so, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, so like they've had like a star, and I feel like, I mean, that's a big. It's not a big part. You know, stars are made in March. We know this.
Yep.
But yeah, like, for my favorites, I mean, it's hard because I want to say Duke, but like.
Nope. I mean, Duke, I still think Duke would still be a pretty good favorite, even if Coop is out.
Didn't they get the Final Four?
Still so deep. That team is so deep without Coop.
Yeah, I mean, they still
competed really good against us Tar Heels without Coop that whole first half, and it was still a battle. Mm-hmm. And they're winning. I mean, Georgia Tech stinks, but they're winning right now without Coop. But okay. I think tomorrow, if UNC does win tonight, we play Duke tomorrow, and it'll be interesting to see how they are a whole game without Cooper Flagg and some competition. Mm-hmm. So I think tomorrow will be the telltale of what we could see with Duke without Coop.
Okay. And then for me, before we get to Dakota, I got Duke. I got Auburn, obviously the number one for basically the entirety of the year. But my favorite, I don't know why I like this team so much. Maybe it's because they're just a gritty team. I got the Johnnies. I got St. John's. Shout out Rick Pitino. I fucking hate Rick Pitino. This is just like maybe I just like St. John's for some reason. They have the color red or some shit. I fucking hate Rick Pitino. I'm a Michigan fan, bro. And growing up, I was a little kid. And feel me? It was like the you know March Madness is usually like on like fucking a Monday at like 9 a.m. or some 9 p.m. or some shit. Mm-hmm. So like as a kid. Feel me? I had a bedtime, bro. I had to go to bed. So, feel me? When it was fucking Michigan versus Louisville, I had my little iPod. I saw the game was about to start. I had to go to bed. I woke up. I saw they shut that shit up. They fucked over my boy Trey Burke, and we fucking lost. So, ever since then, I've hated Rick Pitino, bro. So, I don't know. But this year, like, their defense is insane. They have two players on the ACC? Yeah, or Big East? All Big East first team. Yeah. All Big East first team, showing that obviously they have some scorers too. The only problem with them is obviously the 3-point game. They're not really good percentage wise, and they don't get a lot of shots up. So that's already not a good combo. When you don't get shots up, and you're not good when you're getting the shots up, feel me? That's a problem. And then, coming from that side of the bracket, I don't really like Houston. I've always hated Houston. They've like always failed me in March. I got Bama. I know you're a Bama hater sometimes, but Mark Sears and that 3-point barrage is just like they're on an upset watch, to be honest, against Wofford.
But I know. Fucking,
yeah, bro, like threes versus threes, but I don't know. Mark Sears is that guy, bro.
Nah, he's tough. But you know, I have Alabama as one of my disappointment teams, you know. I always, you know, after what they did to us last year and they beat us at Chapel Hill this year, but you know, Alabama, I just don't that deep. Like when I watched a few of their games in SEC when they played the Tennessees and Texas A&M and Auburn, they just did beat Auburn, but they got fried by Florida, which one of my favorites this tournament to watch. And then they lost to Tennessee too, so they're not beating the other great teams in their conference because they're getting their defense lets them down, because obviously that offense is nasty and they can bang threes on any night, but that defense is like their kryptonite. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Who you got, go?
You know who I got? I got Duke, bro.
Oh.
You know who I got, bro? I think when you got one of the best players in basketball in college, if not the best player, a guy that leads your team in every statistical category.
Is he the best prospect? Like,
yo, bro,
Is he better than Zion? Bro, yo, he might be better than Zion.
He dead might be, bro. Like, he's 6'9", but he could do everything Zion did,
bro. He plays better defense than Zion, too.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
It's close, bro.
Yo, bro, I haven't been in tune that much this year, but when I have been in tune, I watched them. I specifically watched Duke because I like Coop coming out of Mount Verde. Mm-hmm. So I specifically watched them. When I watched them, Coop is hooping. Like, and it's
the main event.
And I think you could tell it's a major difference. Like, it's like, I feel like he kind of got, like, that Jokic effect. Like, when you're on the court, like, yo, we're all hooping. When you're off, it's kind of like we're trying to figure out how to get this shit done. Hopefully that ankle injury isn't massive, like, where he's missing, like, a lot of time.
Also, like, you feel me? Like, when it's always a big star in college basketball, you always want to see, feel me, how they do.
Yeah, I want to see how he does in the playoffs. I think he's just been hooping all year long. He might, yo, he might be one of the best prospects to come out of Duke ever, bro. I swear,
I'm dead ass.
Yo, he might, like, yo, the other day, like I was saying, bro, like Kobe, like they were trying to tell me that AJ Damstill was better than Cooper Flagg, bro. And
who?
BYU,
the BYU bull, AJ. That's going to BYU.
Yeah, I had what's his name? I had his name on here. Igor, I think that's his last name. Igor, that's his first name, but he's a bucket too. But Coop is different. Like, you know, I'm a Duke hater because I'm a UNC fan. But I think Cooper Flagg installed more fear in me.
Oh shit. I'm going to have to send that shit to Mike.
And then all them other dudes. Like, when he had them three fouls, me and my father were celebrating it like we was about to win the championship because that's how important he is to that team.
Yeah.
But Coop, I mean, I hate Duke, and I don't want him to win, but missing out on Coop in the tournament would be suck just because, you know, you want to see such a talented player be able to hoop, you know?
Yeah, and I definitely want to see, because, you know, it's a big rumor going on if he's going to go to the draft this year or, you know, if he's going to come back for another year. So I definitely want to see
him. He better not come back.
I definitely want to see him hoop for that. Like, this, if this, like, his last year, I definitely want to see him get active in the playoffs, see how far they can 100%. Go. Because, like I said, for one, he's been hooping all year long. Early on in the season, people, you know, thinking like they're beating up on bad teams. I think they were like 19-1. Their only loss was to Syracuse.
Clemson.
Yeah, their only loss was to Clemson. Bro, they're like on an 8-game win streak. They haven't lost at home at all, bro. Like, so I think like with all like that kind of momentum swinging your way, and like once again, you got a guy like Coop that's on your team that can close games. And if you know like the ball in his hands like the last 30 seconds, or so it's a game winning shot. I think somebody like him that's that prolific that raises the floor for everybody. He should be on the floor. And they're on, like, once again, they're on an 8-game win streak. They haven't lost at home. They only lost that one away game. So if they didn't lose that one away game, they'd be 11-0 at home, which is perfect for on the road and at home. Due to him playing at the level that he's playing, I think he's averaging like, what, 20? And I don't know.
Yeah, because it's like 19.7 and 5.
Yeah, like 19,
I could have sworn that. I did drag it the other day and say he was averaging 25. But he's averaging like 19.7 and 5, bro. And I just think it's crazy. And he's like a – like. Honestly, in basketball terms, it's like a 6'9 unicorn, bro. So I definitely got Duke like winning it all. Honestly, that's my favorite.
Nah, for sure. And then for like the dark horses, the sleeper teams that like maybe might not win, feel me, the bracket, but we'll bust some shit.
Trying to see a Cinderella stories part two.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, man, give me a little bit of Chicago back. But nah, for the sleeper teams, all bias in here. I got Michigan. A bias aside, feel me, our guards are ass. I can understand that. But our two fucking centers are elite. Mm-hmm. Vic Golden, he's nice. Darren Wolf, 7 foot and he moved like a point guard. Like, sometimes they're inconsistent, but, like, when they're on, especially from three, it's bad. Mm-hmm. It's a bad day for somebody. Mm-hmm. And I think we could be Iowa State. Vanderbilt, I'm really looking past that. It's on to really, feel me, maybe West Virginia and Tennessee. And obviously you think Tennessee's coming out of there. So I think, you know, they have a chance to, you know, bust some brackets. I don't think they're going to go far because, again, coaching is kind of an issue. Obviously, it's his first year as a coach coming from FAU. But, feel me, they always are – we always have some type of magic in March. We saw with Jordan Poole. We saw when we were a lower seed a couple of years ago playing UCLA. And then another one, I have a couple three seeds. I don't know if that's really – feel me, it's not really a dark horse, but teams that I feel like people aren't really talking about a lot is one of them I got Kentucky. First year without Calipari, people thought they were going to fucking be horrible. Mm-hmm. And they surprised a lot of people. They've been really good this year. They've been really solid. And they're on a side where they can possibly take that shit over with, feel me, UConn taking care of a big team because obviously – UConn hasn't been great this year, but they have a track record, and fucking they have Dan Hurley back-to-back championships, so they know how to win in March. And then, again, I'm going to talk about the Johnnies, man. That defense is generational, and if they can, feel me, the key matchup versus them, which is a nightmare matchup, is if they play against Alabama. If they play Alabama in that Sweet 16, if they play against Alabama in that Sweet 16, it's dead-ass offense versus defense. It's fucking fire versus water, fire versus ice, whatever you want to call that shit. It's threes versus no threes, and we're gonna see what's gonna prevail. Obviously, in our modern day, we think it's the three ball. Yeah. For me, my dad back to the basket, nigga, go shoot a three, nigga. like, bro, we not shooting mid ranges no more. We pulling up from 30.
Let that thing fly.
Shout out my guy Steph, but like, it's like I think they're a team that could possibly win from a three seed. Obviously, feel me, the percentages say otherwise. Yeah. I've seen TikToks, feel me? No one under 35% has ever won a championship. Yeah, that's really who I got for real. Who you got, Kobe?
Well, I got a few, like, higher bracket busters, and then I have my higher sleepers. Mm-hmm. But so for my higher bracket busters, I got High Point. They are projected to be, like, a 13 seed. They just won their conference tournament. I've seen that they're a very efficient scoring team recently, and they're very solid inside and out. So it could definitely give a four seed a run for their money. And then I also have UC San Diego, which is a team that creates the most turnovers in the country.
WU Oregon,
and they just I'll get to Oregon. Shout out Ben.
Oh shit!
UC San Diego shoots a lot of threes as well. And this is their first ever tourney, so you know they got that want to win their first ever tournament game. And I saw that their weakness, they're one of the shortest teams in the country, so say they like had to play like a Duke or a Florida, they're going to get fried because they're just going to throw it inside and it's, you know, belt. And I have another bracket buster. I personally watched this team in person at URI. VCU, that defense was ridiculous. They pressed us so bad. I think we had like 30 plus turnovers. It was like one of the worst games I've watched in my life. They're very good on both sides of the ball as well. And they had a 31 KenPom I just looked at, which is high for an A-10 team and a so-called, what, they're like an 11 or 13 seed.
That's who won your conference?
Yeah, or they haven't won the conference yet, but they're going to most likely make the tournament without even winning the A-10.
That's pretty good.
But VCU is some dogs. We want to talk about some disappointments real quick.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, so then, you know, Oregon, they're big. They got some stinky bigs. They're one of the worst rebounding teams in the Power 5 or Power 4 conferences now. Their interior defense is trash. And in the Big Ten this year, they didn't really perform how they needed to. They lost to the likes of Michigan, your boys, Michigan State. They lost to UCLA twice, and then they lost to Illinois. That's the Big Ten big dogs this year. So they're not, they beat up on the lesser teams, but you know, that's not what you need to do to prove yourself.
Yep, yeah, football
but obviously,
school.
They can make a run because they got the same team as last year pretty much, but
uh-huh. Stability is, they don't stability got the big key in March.
Yep. Also had a Michigan as a disappointment. Your boys.
Oh, okay.
I saw that their turnover margin is the worst in the country. And you know, if your point guards ain't dishing the rock, then
yeah, our guards are fucking dog shit.
And then you know, free throws are big in March, and you guys are pretty bad at it, and your 3-point percentage isn't the greatest. But you know, you guys obviously also can still go on a run because you're good. You're still a good team, but you know, the factors of March is keeping the ball and hitting your free throws when it matters, and that's two of the things you guys aren't the best at.
Man, I just wish, I don't know. I mean, Hunter Dickinson is fucking trash anyway, so, like, I don't even
know. He's the biggest hit or miss I've seen. Like, he just dropped 30 against Arizona last
I watched
week.
That game. It's either he's dropping fucking 30 or he's dropping 5 with 45 misses. It's, like, it's so weird and so off and on, but I think, yeah, we have to get better guard play. And, March is... Shit, we don't know your name now, but in 2 weeks you might be Jack Golke. Shit, we might be screaming your name. Like, it could, like, things could change just like so fast. Like, it's just, it's so crazy. Like,
yeah, you can make a name for yourself quick.
Like, you can go to the league off this shit, off just one run, and shit, yep. Your stock could go from first round pick to nothing. Like, we got guys like, feel me, Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper. And then who else? Dude from Texas, Trey Johnson. Yeah, Trey Johnson.
Yeah, Trey Johnson. He's nice too.
Like, we got bucket getters. Like, they're on the first four out right now. Like, like, feel me? Like,
they gotta win tonight. They gotta beat Texas A&M to get in.
Yeah, like, feel
I think
me,
that's
like,
who they play.
Yeah, like, I'll check right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
but,
they play Texas A&M.
Yeah, but like, bro, like, these are studs that are gonna go top 15. That for me, might not even make the fucking bracket.
Like, I know, like Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey.
Like crazy. Everyone wanted to see that shit. Like everyone wanted to see Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey go bucket for bucket with everybody. But they fucking suck. They went 15-17.
That's Rutgers.
Like
lost to USC last night in double overtime.
More of a football school. Bro, without Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, they probably don't win that. They don't win 15 games. They
might win 5.
They might win 2. They don't win that 100%. Many games. They don't win that many games without Ace Bailey.
Off topic, Harper. You like the running back from Rutgers? Monagai, whatever his last name is?
Yeah.
Okay. just wanted to make sure. Yeah. But Loki, I'm looking at the schedule right now. Yo, give me as like 2012, 2013 legacy team, bro. Give me Wichita State, bro. If they make it out the tourney for them, bro, I'm voting for them. On God. On God, I'm voting for Wichita State. Just
they were undefeated.
Yo, they were so nice, but they were ass at the same time. They never performed in March, but but they were there.
That year they went undefeated. It was like one of my second brackets I ever did. I said, they won it all. They lost in like the second or third round. I was just mad.
It's so hard, bro, because like I know you got to leave out here soon, but feel me, like, as a kid, we don't know. Like, we're just watching sometimes. And feel me, that's when my brackets were the most right. Like, right now, as I'm older and I put all this research and time into thinking about who the fuck going to win, like, this shit always just go wrong. Like, I don't, like, it's just so fucking weird. Like, some years I'm good, some years I'm not. But as a kid, like, I did as one. I won $300 and I bought the Steph Curry 2s, nigga, at fucking Holyoke Mall with my money and a Steph Curry jersey. I was so fucking happy. And, like, bro, like, feel me? That's when I was winning the money. Shit, I need to win this year.
Yep. you want to hit up some quick sleepers?
Yeah. From the lower teams.
You seen BYU lately?
Actually, before we start, my dark horse is Bama, by the way. Yeah, I know who I got.
Oh, my God.
Bro, this is not Bama, football,
bro. How is a two-seed a dark horse?
You know I'm taking Bama, bro.
They just beat the one seed. Yeah, like,
but we want to win against them, though.
How is a two-seed a dark horse?
Bro, it's college basketball. Bro. You never know what kind.
Y'all suck, bro.
Who?
They're a favorite.
You know who Alabama not beating?
Who are we not beating, bro?
The Southern Connecticut State University Owls. They can't come to New Haven.
I'm taking my mic off, by the way.
They can't come to New Haven on a rainy night and do it, bro. They can't perform in New Haven on a rainy night.
Oh yeah.
But
the reason why I would have my two seed as a dark horse, because once again, it's college basketball, bro. I've seen like a lot of crazy shit happen. Like we've seen top seeds getting knocked out and lose to guys that they're not supposed to fucking lose to. For one, we can't shoot. We shoot 35% from the fucking three.
Michigan State might use a Bryant.
Michigan State team is ridiculous, too.
They're disgusting, bro. Right now. They're hot as fuck right now.
So, like, we're 131st in three-point shooting, 24th in field goal percentage. We're first in rebounds per game with 43.3. We're 1-1 against the top seed in SEC. We lost to Tennessee. We beat Kentucky. We beat Mississippi State twice.
You guys have a good track record.
We lost to Missouri, though. We beat Kentucky twice, like I said. We beat ranked teams, but once again, I don't – like Dede said, it's more of a three-point shooting era that we're in right now, and a lot of the games nowadays decide between three-point shooting. Like, yes, defense does win games, but also at the end of the day, two is more than three. So with us struggling to shoot from three, I think it could be a possibility that we could lose to a team that could outshoot us, honestly. So, like – I wouldn't say dark horse, but that's like one of my favorite, behind Duke. I wouldn't say dark horse. That's one of my favorites behind Duke because I do feel like if a team just comes in and they outshoot us, and mind you, like we could play good defense, but if we're not going to the line that much, and I think we shoot like 71% from the free throw, if I'm not mistaken.
Kind of great.
Yeah, it's not that like for as a team, it's just not that good. So we're not shooting good threes. We're not shooting that good from the free throw line. Yes, we can play defense, but we have to be able to accumulate points from defense. So if we can't accumulate no points from defense, like we're just gonna end up losing. Like we're gonna just play good defense, not have no offense, and we're gonna get our ass kicked, honestly. So that's one of my second favorites.
Yeah, and then for the sleepers aspect, I'm looking at the matchup right now. I think both these teams are sleepers. They could beat Houston. That's Memphis with Penny Hardaway, or Georgia. Mm-hmm. Georgia has Asunewu, who's a top 10 prospect right now. So if he get hot, then that shit, the game might be over. Feel me? But then Memphis, obviously, they've had a pretty similar team for the past couple of years, and they've been getting their, they began their shit together because, obviously, feel me, they had the whole James Wiseman shit or whatever. But they had this dude, Haggerty. Mm-hmm. He's a bucket. He's averaging 21, and he's averaging 50 from the field, 41 from three, and 80 from the line. Like, if he get hot in a game, he's like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? And then we got, who do I want to talk about? Oh, McNeese. They sold me last year. They almost had me last year. But fuck it, they be in St. Mary's this year. On God, they be in St. Mary's. I put that on my soul. And then I got a
couple. This BYU team right now is on fire. They're battling against Iowa State right now.
Imagine they retain most of their team and get AJ next year. That'd be pretty disgusting.
Oh yeah, that team might be disgusting. Right now their bench is averaging 24 points per game.
Yeah, so I've seen that. Most in the country, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that team's deep. But you know who you don't want to see in a tournament?
Get this shit out of here.
You ain't want to see us right now. You know, if we beat Duke tomorrow and win the ACC, it's going to look scary for everybody.
I ain't beating no fucking
Duke. Because you want to see RJ Davis in March. You know you don't want to see no RJ Davis in March.
Caleb Love took his bitch. He finna take his chain in the first round, bro.
Nah, we beat in Arizona, and then we going to shake hands with Caleb because we appreciate what he did against Duke. We'll never forget that. The Coach K retiree. But,
How you feel about Wofford or I was going to say Akron. I like Akron.
I've seen a lot about Akron lately, too. I've seen that they're definitely a team that can make a sneaky little run. I mean, obviously, they're going to be a 13 seed, but they could win a two or three games if they're hot. If you're hot, you hot.
Yeah, the only issues with them, like I'm looking right now, a loss to St. Mary, a loss to Yale. Outside of that, that's the only really teams they'd have to they've played so far in the tourney. But they're averaging 84 a game. They pass the ball very well. They rebound top 25 in the country. So they're like they're a very good all around team, and their scoring is pretty balanced. And I think Clemson, obviously they beat Duke and they beat other ranked team, so they can.
Clemson got good inside.
They can go far. They got a good big. Feel me, Akron. Feel me, also well rounded team. And then, bro, Alabama, bro, they might get out. God, like Wofford really might outshoot them.
That team, I just watched them play. They were shooting the lights out. They got these two little white dudes. They're shot ticking. They didn't miss at all. They just kept banging threes. The game was back and forth, came back every single time.
Bro's name's Justin Bailey. I'm looking at it right now. Bro, he shoot 45 from the three.
that team is dangerous from three, but they got this big who shoots underhand free throws is the most disgusting thing.
I've seen that on TikTok.
He shoots 30% from free throw is horrible. I was just mad watching it.
He shoots 32% from the free throw line. That's disgusting.
So, if you just foul him the whole game, you have a better chance of winning than letting the other dudes shoot
the ball. Who did that? They did that a couple of years ago. It was like they played foul and they just made this dude miss 45 times. I think it was Zach Edey.
Yeah, probably. Zach Edey was broke until last year. He fixed it a bit.
I mean, shit.
But you want to hit up the winners real quick? Who each got the winner? Yeah, you already did yours, right?
Nah, I didn't say who I got one yet.
Dakota just did his winner with Duke.
Yeah, he got Duke or Bama. So.
Duke or Bama, man. You already know where I'm going.
Ain't nothing but the dad, baby.
You said UNC. I'm hanging up the phone. Just know that.
You know who I got the Gators. That team is really tall. They got like a seven foot like something. I think like seven or something. He's ridiculously tall. That team is really tall. They're a matchup night for everyone. Except maybe Duke, because Duke's tall. But if Coop out, that team looking rough. But their big shoot really well too, so they can space the floor well. Their guards are solid too, and they are definitely battle tested in the SEC this year. They won a lot of good games. They blew out Bama. So I think the Gators might make a run this year and actually win a title for the SEC, because the SEC really doesn't win in March.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this year might actually be a SEC year, is how battle tested the whole the whole conference made it for everybody.
Even Auburn could possibly win that, but yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
I want to say the Johnnies, but feel me, their three point shooting is awful. I don't see you getting there without a good offense. Like, you have to have a good balance. I also want to say, I think UConn could beat Florida, but that's besides the point. All health aside, feel me, like, we're fully healthy going into the tourney. I got Duke.
I'm telling you, bro.
Like, if Cooper Flagg is healthy, like, he can play small ball five in situations for them, and I think he's the best defender in the country, and he's damn near up there for top offensive in the country. So they have one of the deepest teams. They have who they're calling a Devin Booker type prospect, Isaiah Evans, averaging 15 in the past 10, and like, he wasn't really getting featured more. So he's really hot right now, and that's what you need. You need the bench guys that to come in when guys get into foul trouble, somebody to just fuck shit up and just mess up the whole game plan. So I got Duke with Cooper Flagg's injury not factored into that. Factoring injuries, I mean,
is Duke and Florida on the same side, or would they meet in the final?
Different sides. Duke's on Houston's side.
Yeah, so Duke and Florida matchup in the final, I think it'd be probably the best matchup for both of them, evenly based, because it's just the height, and Duke Diggs can shoot. I mean, not the other guy, but Cooper Flagg can really shoot, you know, and then the dude off the bench.
The other dude, I know you're talking about, he hit 2 threes the other night against y'all.
Yeah, I'm talking about the starting center. I can't remember his name. Caucasian, I don't want to mispronounce it. Yeah, he's nice. He's projected to be top 10 too, but he don't Malak. Really shoot the ball.
Malak.
Yeah.
He's OD nice, on defense.
But he can't shoot.
Yeah, nah, his shit, let me see. His shit is zero? Hold on. He's 15.
God damn.
Yeah, he shoots 75 from the line, though, so he can hit free throws.
Yeah.
But, like, they got Knuppel, nice freshman. They got Tyrese Proctor. They got Proctor, who's been here for, obviously, OD. Isaiah Evans averaging 7.7, 44 from the their team shoots 38 from the three. That's pretty good as a team.
Nah, that Duke team that, but the only downside to them is that they don't really have the returning vets other than Tyrese Proctor.
It's okay though. They're not the best. They're not the best blue blood. You know who that is?
No.
You know who that is? UConn.
Oh my.
Huskies.
They're not even considered a blue blood.
But they are. It's a new generation. And it's go Huskies till I die. That's like my fifth college team I like.
Who's their ninth seed right now?
New Mexico, Lobos.
They should be, but they next rounded. Unless they play Creighton. If they play Creighton, I mean, they're not going to play Creighton in the first round.
They're matched up against the Lobos, and they're on Florida side currently.
But I don't think they can match up with Florida. I think that's like a 15-point dub, in my opinion, for Florida.
We're not respecting Dan Hurley?
Dan Hurley got it, but that UConn team got it.
Dan Hurley about to suit up. You about to play.
Solo ball nice, but if he not hitting for them, and
Caravan locked, man. He averaging 30 this March. But he fell off,
the most inconsistent player I've seen this whole year. But
you know who Loki is sleeper? Fuck it. We ain't off topic. Fuck it. Nova coming in. Nova back. Hell yeah.
You gotta beat UConn tonight.
We sit. It's okay. Eric Dixon about to go for 30, and then he about to average 45 for the entire playoffs, and we're winning it all. That's my predict.
45.
Thank you for coming on.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
All I gotta say is you know, up the Reds, man. You know, we painting the city red.
Nah.
So,
go Heels, go Heels. We beat in Wake tonight. Oh, we beat in Wake right now. The game just started, and then we beat in Duke tomorrow, and then we beat in Clemson or Louisville.
You're right. It did start at 2:30, which means I have to go like Mike's new post.
Yep, Mike post. Shout out, Mike. Go Heels.
Thank you, Mike,
for having me again.
Yeah, appreciate you, bro. Go have fun being a manual labor man.
You know what? Got to make that bread.
Yep, you're the motion, man.
Don't worry, bro. We got left in a little bit.
No! Don't remind me.
Don't need to worry about it. Go. We got left in a little bit.
So, all right, go get big and strong.
All right, appreciate you, bro. We'll see you week three.
Bug out next year.
We'll see you week three, brother.
See you week three. Appreciate you. Peace out.
What else you want to talk about, bro?
Shit. Time to kill. We got like, I don't know, we got in here. Psych! Fuck it. We talking about bullshit. I told you, bro. They took me out of the studio, bro. I dropped the corporate nice guy act, bro. I'm back, bro. I'm just gonna act like my normal self
again. He's better than me, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Shit. I mean, shit. We can talk about basketball.
I'm studio K.
We can talk about hoops. We can talk about.
I'm studio K. Fuck them niggas.
We can talk about hoops, NBA hoops. Shout out to James Harden.
Luka's playing bad.
Luka's playing bad?
Percentage-wise, yes.
Well, yeah, I know that. Percentage-wise. But as a team, y'all hooping right now.
Besides
the Celtics game. I tuned into that game. I was not happy.
Bro, only reason why we lost is because Bron got injured in the fourth quarter. We were down four, and then Bron got the groin injury, and then, it was wraps from there. Couldn't really close the game. I watched the game. Luka played not bad, but
before Jordan was Goodwin turned into a fucking, I don't even know what the fuck he started doing. Y'all could have came back, but he was doing some other bullshit.
Luka was just looking for a lot of calls. Which was like was pissing me off. Like I'm watching him drive and he's losing the ball and he's throwing his hands up.
Yeah, I did see that.
Trying to shoot the ball, you're getting it's a lot of missed calls and a lot of looking for calls. Me personally, I'm more of a believer in like, bro, let's just hoop and you're gonna get the calls. Maybe that's because like that's my football mentality coming into play. But
yeah, you can't complain for a flag. Just keep going,
bro. Like this is hoop, bro. It's ball. Because at this point, if you busting somebody's ass and it's quite evident you busting his ass and he fouling, like you're gonna get the call. But percentage wise, he hasn't been playing good. But other than that, like I'm not really like upset. Honestly, I'm not really afraid of no team. We're hanging with the best team in one of the best teams in the East, top two team in the East, obviously. Without relatively our best player, LeBron, and if we had our best player, I think we win that game.
You saw the Nody?
Yeah, I saw that maybe it was like 2 days ago.
He got reinstated.
Yeah, while they was on a road trip that he was like really progressing really good.
You know what we can talk about?
What?
Who the MVP?
Jokic, bro.
Wow.
I'm sorry, bro.
After all these years, this is what you're going to do to me?
I'm sorry, bro. I'm so sorry, bro.
This is what you're going to do to me?
As much as I don't want to, bro.
This is what you're going to do to me.
Yo, that man is playing out of his mind, bro. It's not even normal.
I can't believe this.
You got Shea?
Yes.
That's just biasness.
It's not.
That's it is, bro.
It's not.
That's you being biased, bro.
It's not, though. I'm being dead serious, though.
I got Jokic, bro. And I don't
my reason is that I have OKC is the one seed, obviously, and they're the best team in basketball. Mm-hmm. Who is on the best team in basketball? Shea. He's the reason why they're that good. Granted, I don't think Denver finishes top three. They're the three right now. You guys are half a game back. I think they dropped to five.
I don't know. Behind Memphis and Houston?
Memphis is the two right now. You guys are the four, and Houston's the five.
And then what did it, the three?
Yeah, they're the three right now. So I think they dropped. They haven't been that good, like as they usually are, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And, bro, this is the same reason why Embiid didn't win. I just want to keep what they told me when Embiid was averaging 35 in 2022 and we finished as a sixth seed. They said, oh, Embiid, feel me? It was the sixth seed. Like, you can't really give it to that guy. So I'm using the same logic we did then for now with Jokic. They're not as good as they are. Granted, he is averaging 30 and 10 and 10 off crazy splits. Like, I could give you that. This is probably his best year he's had. But feel me? Shea's leading the league in scoring. He's doing it defensively.
That's cool.
Emphasis on doing it defensively.
Jokic is too. Come on. I watch. Yo, no lie. They played.
He's got better, but, bro, don't act like he's good too.
They played the Timberwolves last night. This nigga was doing fucking two-hand cockback dunks, bro. When did we ever? What you mean, stop?
Is that defense?
It translated from defense, actually.
Oh, my God.
It actually did.
But they didn't win the game, though. You said the Timberwolves?
Yeah.
They undefeated with Julius Randle. Let's talk.
They are.
Let's talk. 11-0 with Julius Randle.
My bad, Randy.
Shout out Strack.
My bad, Randy.
Shout out Strack.
My bad, Randy. I think what Jokic is doing is just like pure insanity, bro. 29 points, 12 and a half, really 13 rebounds, yeah, 10 and a half assists, damn near two steals, a block, three turnovers on 36 minutes, 42%. Damn near, really 43%, 42.8% from the three, 57.7% from the field, 80% from the free throw line, and you're only getting six attempts versus, you know, Shea, Mr. Foul Bader himself.
Let's not do that.
Bro, get eight
let's
attempts.
Let's not. Game, like, yo,
I just think, Dakota, honestly, bro.
Dakota.
Honestly, bro.
Is Harden a foul baiter?
Yes.
Well, is he a foul merchant, let me say?
Foul merchant, right, currently, or like?
No. Is Harden a foul merchant? You know what I'm talking about. Prime Harden, 35, 36 MVP. Is he a foul merchant?
There's potential.
Is LeBron a foul, as a foul free throw merchant?
Hell no.
So what are we talking
LeBron,
about?
LeBron and Shea played two different games, though.
They both attack the rim. The Shea, free throw attempts are similar.
Shea does not attack the rack how LeBron does, bro.
We obviously, but the point still exactly. stands. He's so, getting to the line.
He's bro. I seen a clip where the nigga literally took a fucking.
That's the foul, whole league now.
Jumping to the left, jumps into Westbrook, and Westbrook has no hands up. The nigga's just trying to move out the way. Foul. Foul. Bro, can we stop it? Don't act like he don't self a foul.
No, he does. And Embiid does the same thing, but it's an art to the game. If you can't defend it, then get the fuck out the way.
Foul beat is not an art. Killing a Hayes can foul beat.
Oh, my God. this guy's trolling me. He's trying to get me angry. We're telling me prime James Harden, that shit wasn't a skill. He had that shit down to a T. He had the fucking rules changed for him.
Nah, that's foul beat. That's foul baiting, bro.
It's okay. Embiid is the best foul baiter of all time, and he's the best center of all time, talent-wise.
Jalen Brunson is the best foul baiter of all time.
No, he's not. Yes, he is. He does put that little ass out.
Whoa, pause.
Nah.
Whoa.
All homo.
That's gay.
That's what he do, though. He toot that ass out for the fouls.
I just think that it's, like, honestly, there's nobody else outside of Jamal Murray that can go and get 40 on the Nuggets. Aaron Wiggins can get 40. J-Dub can get 40. MPJ getting 40 all jumpers and he's not passing the ball, and that's gonna be a struggle.
All right, so the
I think the reason why
I don't agree with that, because you're saying Aaron Wiggins, but that means fucking Christian Braun can go get 40.
Christian Braun can't go get 40.
Yes, he can. We're not gonna act like Aaron Wiggins is like a superstar, bro.
I didn't say that.
Exactly.
I didn't say that,
bro. Fucking Malachi Flynn got 50 last year, bro. Christian Braun can get 40.
Why he ain't do it when Jokic ain't playing? When Shea ain't playing, niggas getting 40. Honestly, when Shea don't play, them niggas can still go, and they can go on a fucking five game home stretch, five game road stretch, and go 10-0 on stretches because they have one of the deepest teams in the league. They have Isaiah Hartenstein, they have Chet Holmgren, you got J Dub, you got Alex Caruso, you got Lou Dort.
I don't care.
Let's not act like he just carrying a bunch of fucking bums like LeBron did in 2018. Shout out to LeBron.
You know who the MVP is? Fuck it. MVP is LeBron.
That is, he got a case. He's number five, actually.
MVP Bron.
He actually has a case.
How does he get better at 40?
I don't know.
The man's 40.
I just think that you're undermining what Jokic.
I'm not. Bro. This is a historic season, bro. For sure.
That's like what he's doing is fucking insane, bro. Shea, like, honestly. He's better than Shea.
He's not. It's okay.
He is.
His time is up.
He averaging more assists, more rebounds.
He's washed.
They have the same amount of steals.
He's washed.
He's playing more minutes. He shoots better from both places on the floor.
I fucking hope a center shoots better.
Shea's attempting more threes.
Exactly.
They both shoot great from the free throw line.
I hope they
Shea has more free throw attempts.
Of course. He has the most, like, of all time.
Shout out my nigga Shea. I guess.
He getting there, bro. If he getting there, he getting there, bro.
He has a better true shooting percentage. Like, I mean, Jokic has more turnovers, but I'm pretty sure the usage rate is.
But guess what?
Elevates the whole team.
Does he have more aura?
Yes. Come on, bro. What man you know out here averaging a triple double? He only cares about horses. He only cares about horses.
Is he making men faint by his aura walking by?
That's so gay. Stop dick riding him.
He did it.
Get off that nigga meat, bro.
Nah, I'm not on it. Bismack Biyombo was. Oh, nigga fell and died because he saw Shea's aura. Dick rock, Max bro. Aura. Oh, God. Bro. Max Aura. Shout out Stacks.
I just don't think that. This nigga's trolling. I'm not going to say, like, Shea, like, mind you, like, if Shea wins it, I'm not mad that Shea wins it. My MVP would have to be Jokic because if he's not playing, that team isn't. That team. They're not the Nuggets without Jokic.
Neither is the Thunder.
They could win. If Shea is out and Jokic is out and they have to play 10 games apiece, the Thunder is going to have a way better record than the Nuggets will have. Because your starting point guard is going to be rushed. Your starting big is going to be fucking DeAndre Jordan. You're going to have to rely on Christian Braun.
DeAndre Jordan on ice.
I'm about to walk out.
You don't think DeAndre Jordan nice?
I'm about to walk out, niggas.
You don't think DeAndre Jordan nice?
Yeah, top five.
Lob City?
Top five center all the time. He better than Embiid, right?
So that's 40. All right, that's the wrap for the episode.
No, wait, what happened? What happened? Is he not better than Embiid?
No.
Is he not? Oh.
Embiid the best center of all time.
Who?
Embiid.
Hakeem.
Better.
He's not better than Hakeem.
It's okay. He is.
He's not. It's okay, though.
If you put him on their team, he wins 5 rings.
Mm, really? Mm-hmm. He ain't slapping niggas in the locker room. They're like, Hakeem was. He better stop playing, nigga.
He definitely is not. He smacked a reporter, nigga. He on pace.
Teammate and reporter, two different niggas. For you to smack your teammate, nigga.
Half time?
Half, nigga. And he locked in. I really won that game, too. Yo. Big ass African, bro.
But nah, I got Shea. I mean, I don't have a problem with Jokic winning it. Like, if he wins it, he might. Yeah. Top 10. All time.
Yeah, you know who I tried to make top 10 all time?
Like, I'm not even trolling. He might be top 10 all time if he gets 4 MVPs.
I don't know. But
that would be the 4th MVP. Come on. Who has that?
I tried to make KD top 10 all time.
Oh, I
compared him to Larry Bird. And I said, fuck.
I told you this, bro.
I said, yo, fuck, Larry was good, bro.
You don't have to respect white Jesus,
like,
bro.
Skill-wise, though, like skill-wise, KD one of the best. I don't know if you watched the On the Court documentary.
No, I haven't.
That shit is nice, honestly. Like, it's really, like, the foreigner's point of view, pretty much. But, you know, KD had that famous quote, like, you think that chemistry going to help y'all guard Steph? Shit is not going to help y'all guard Steph.
Steph top 10.
Top 10 what?
Top 10.
Top 10 what?
Top 10.
He ain't the best point guard of all the time.
Okay. Okay. Man. You know why?
He ain't the best point guard.
You know why he not?
Why he not?
Russ is.
Shout out J5.
Bring him on.
Shout out my nigga J5.
Bring him on. Nah.
Nigga, Steph is not no damn top 10 all the time.
He is.
You know, he ain't never going to pass Tim Duncan on that list, so game is game.
He's 3.
Who? Who 3? Steph?
Wardell, Steph Curry, the second.
This nigga flight. This nigga turning into flight reacts. This nigga start trolling for the time.
Nah, top 10, bro. I mean, shit.
If he's top 10, he got to be 10.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's okay, though. You know why?
Why? Well, obviously, number 1 is Goat James. 2 is
MJ. Nah, Jordan.
1 is Goat James.
Nah, it's for me, it's Bron, MJ, Kareem.
Tim Duncan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson.
Tim Duncan at the 4, though.
He could place him outside the top 5 if you want.
Who am I missing? I'm forgetting somebody. Not Kobe. Not Shaq. He's Shaq ass.
Just end the episode, bro. I'm not doing this. Nigga said Shaq ass.
I need to make a list before. I don't wanna do a
freestyle list.
Yeah, I don't wanna do
it. Off the top of my brain, like, I would have to go Bron, Jordan, Kareem, Larry.
Magic. Probably.
That's what I said. I said Larry Magic. Larry, Magic, Tim Duncan, Shaq,
Hakeem, Shaq. Nah, get that nigga out of there.
You're not putting Kobe in your top 10?
I'm so serious, I'm taking Steph. I'm not drawing.
You're taking, why?
Why?
Yeah.
You go.
Why are you taking Steph over Kobe?
Best point guard of all time.
Okay. Why are you taking Steph over Kobe? I don't give a fuck
better
about
Better score.
That. Okay. Defense is
a yes, better. Yes, we know Kobe on defense.
Okay. So you're jacking Kobe's a bad score?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
I just think Curry should generational.
Has Curry ever averaged 30?
Year he won the MVP, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I'm sure.
Even if he didn't, you know who was on his team, bro. Don't do that.
Who?
Clay? Clay in his prime? Come on.
Ooh, fuck my no fucking Clay.
Draymond Green?
I don't care.
We not.
Nigga said Draymond averaged 20, bro.
He didn't?
Nigga,
he might average like 15.
Nigga, what the fuck? Why are you talking about Draymond average? Nigga, if Draymond averaged 20, we would have never heard Draymond say, like, come on, bro. Draymond would still be talking about that shit, bro. Stop playing, bro.
Nah, you're right. Come on, bro. Yeah, but Clay in his prime, bro, come on.
Steph averaged 20 in 2015, 16,
30 in his MVP year, like I said, unanimous.
And 30 in the bubble year.
Hold on. Steph won the MVP averaging 24? How he do that? I don't know. He averaged 30 and he averaged 32 that 2020 year.
Yes, I said the bubble year.
He played 63 games, but I don't think that was the bubble
year. Kobe averaged 30 twice, 31 and 30.
I just think his longevity and his greatness has just been insane to watch. Like obviously everybody said like a shooter's touch never goes away, feel me? But like he's been really good and this is one of his worst years shooting, but like he's shooting a lot of shots. He don't really got nobody around him. Like
I mean, Kobe played 20 years.
Odds. I don't think he was that good his last.
No, of course not. Whatever. I mean, the once he got the Achilles injury,
I think, yeah, like, I, of course.
It went, like, he was like, okay.
And then Curry had point. The same, not like the same thing, but he had a very big injury to his, feel me, and they didn't think he was going to be the same. He came back and averaged 32 the next year.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know, bro. I think an Achilles injury is
like. No, I'm not saying that it's the same, but I'm saying it's the same premise. Like, he had a big injury that could have derailed his career, and he.
What, a wrist injury? The wrist injury?
Yeah, for the whole year. That's on your shooting hand. Yeah. He's out, yeah, and after that, 32, 25, 29, 26, 24. Like, he's still hooping.
What year did Kobe get that Achilles injury?
I think 2012.
2012?
Or 2013, one of those.
He averaged 27 a year. He tore it, and then 27, then 2013 he tore it because he only played 16 games. Yeah. So he came back and averaged 22 the next year and then 17 his last year.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying Kobe's bad by all means, but, like,
I prefer, like, when it comes to basketball, like, I just think it comes down.
I don't think Kobe's better at Steph than anything besides defense and finishing. You can say finishing.
Yeah, Kobe a demon when it comes to finishing. But then you're going to say a point guard is better than a shooting guard at handling the ball. Then obviously the greatest fucking shooter of all time is better than anybody shooting the fucking basketball.
But I think he's a better midi shooter, too. I think Kobe's an overrated midi shooter.
I don't know. I think Kobe has a better post game.
I hope so. He's 6'6".
I mean, are we not mentioning it?
No, I'm saying I hope so. He's 6'6".
You told me he's fucking handling. I fucking hope a 6'3 guy handles the ball better than a nigga that's 6'6". I would hope so. I don't know. I just think it's like, bro, defense plays a pivotal role in that shit for me, bro. Like, I prefer a guy that does not get hunted, that niggas want to get away from on defense versus a guy that gets
I don't
hunted.
Think Curry's defense is that bad, though. It definitely is. It's not.
If you have somebody guarding you, who would you prefer to guard you, Steph or Kobe?
Obviously.
Steph. Okay. Then.
Obviously, but his defense isn't horrible. Like, it's not like we're going to go hunt him the entire game.
Yes, you are.
That's not a good outcome.
That it? Hunting Steph on defense isn't a good outcome?
You know why?
No, oh, okay.
Because he better than Bron.
Okay. You know nigga said if you get another ring, he better than Bron, right?
Yeah, I did see that. I'm not going to lie. He get another ring, he's definitely better than Kobe. With this team?
I don't think he's getting another ring, if you ask me.
Bro, if he gets another ring, he's 4 all time.
I don't know. Bro, nah, I don't. Nah, bro, I don't know, bro. I don't know, bro. For one, their head-to-head stats, Kobe is 9-6. They're 9-6. Kobe is to Kobe, 9-6 Kobe. Kobe averaged more points. Steph had more assists and more steals. Kobe averaged more blocks. Steph obviously shot the ball better from all aspects. When it comes to accolades, 5 championships to 4. 11 first all-team NBAs to 4, 15 all-NBAs to 10, 12 all-defenses to 0, 2 MVPs to 1, 2 finals MVPs to 1, and 18 all-stars to 11.
What you mean? Kobe don't got 2 MVPs?
No, Steph got 2 MVPs.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Steph 2 MVPs to Kobe's 1. And then obviously that's the only accolade that Steph beats Kobe in. Kobe
how many times is a scoring champ?
Let me see.
Steph was twice. I just want to know.
Just one time, I gotta look it up real quick.
Cause I don't know, bro. He's just so.
You said Steph got 2, right?
Yeah. He probably got like 4, right? I think I've seen that somewhere.
Yeah. Twice. So they both
twice
high. Yeah. 2 scoring.
Feel
titles.
Me like.
So they both got 2 scoring titles. 5 championships to 4. 11 first team All NBAs to 4, and that's basically half your career. You were a top guy. So you played for 20 years. 11 out of the 20 years, you were a first-team NBA guy. That's not accounted for second-team NBA neither. You were a 15-time All-NBA, 12-time All-Defense. You had 1 MVP, 2 Finals MVPs, and 18 All-Stars. And I just feel like I just like this better. Like, honestly, if you ask me personally, I just feel like it's better. Like,
I agree to disagree, but you got 53 minutes now. Damn.
Yeah, even when it comes to like regular season, like obviously they both average 30. But
who had the best team of all time though?
Steph, and he lost to Bron 3-1.
That's because he's the GOAT.
What?
I'm saying Bron.
Oh, I was saying
you only lost because Bron the GOAT.
I mean, yeah, but then you had to go get KD. So, and honestly, I feel like if you're the best nigga, you go get KD. That's a contradictory statement.
I'm about to say because
he has Shaq,
you can't.
I can't even go
you
there.
Can't say that with Bron either, because Bron obviously had niggas.
Nigga, Bron got 4 Finals MVPs though.
He has. I don't know how we can sit here and act like Bron not to go. He's 40 averaging 25.
I don't give a fuck about before you get to 40. If a nigga sit right here and try to argue me Jordan and Bron, like, right, when niggas argue me Bron, they give me the dumbest things.
So, like, all jokes aside, like, right, would you rather have 6 10 out of 10 bad bitches on your roster, or would you rather have 10?
I can't answer that question. That's a fabricated
statement. Oh, yeah, I can't ask you this question. Oh, my fault. Okay. That's a fabricated okay. statement. Okay, let me ask you this, right?
It's a fabricated statement.
Let me ask you this, right? Would you rather have...
Oh, shit. I'm good, y'all.
Would you rather have 6 wings?
10, nigga.
Or 10 wings?
10. Niggas want, like the stereotype now is that, like, Bron had all these...
Like, even getting to the finals is crazy.
Bro, niggas keep telling me that Bron had all these Hall of Fame. Like, the one thing that, like, people... This is why I don't really argue with niggas like G5 and Randy. Shout out to the bros. But, like, they look at the internet and niggas be like, yeah, yo, like, Bron had all these teammates. Gang, on God. Bron had D-Wade. After that first year, after they played Dallas, nigga, they started draining D-Wade knees. His knees was never the same. He had Dwight Howard, when Dwight Howard was way out of his prime. He had D-Rose way out of his prime. He had Rondo way out of his prime. He had Melo way out of his... Every nigga I'm naming to you were way out of their prime, bro. Melo was a fucking spot-up shooter when he came to L.A. What the fuck are we talking about, bro? Derrick Rose won't even... Derrick Rose by the time he got to the fucking Cavs. Isaiah Thomas been won't Isaiah Thomas by the time he got to the fucking Cavs. So I don't know what niggas are sitting right here talking about. You could argue me that Jordan could be a better scorer and shit like that because he averaged so many points.
But then you really can't because who leads him all time in points scored?
Niggas, I'm like, yo, Bron a better bucket getter. Yo, on God, Bron is the fast. Yo, do you know how crazy it is to be the fastest nigga to score 1,000, like,
every point.
5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000.
Besides that one, like, 5 or 10 kid that Luka got.
Like, what?
Are we dead eyed, bro?
Like, what? And Luka the only nigga that could catch him. If we really talk about it, Luka might be the only nigga that could catch him at this point, bro.
But he can't because he don't want to play
He don't want to play ball that long.
But yeah, that's basically all we got for you. Feel me, that's your little spring break episode, and you know, be safe travels there, everybody. If y'all going anywhere, and yeah,
everybody's best quarterback of all time, by the way.
Yeah, I'm muting his mic. We done.
'Nice life, money and a bright light. Ain't as bad as people describe. I've been a nice guy, people I've done right by. Flipped on me, but girl, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Not surprised by nothing, I just take it in stride.